some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Well, we'll go from the numbers and the debt ceiling to the numbers coming across the southern border. It's been tempered some by a federal court judge, but not slowed dramatically. I mean, you look at the numbers, 6.5 million that have come since Joe Biden, you know, fell asleep in the Oval Office. The projections are to have 9 million more if we continue down this road by the time he is dragged out of the Oval Office. That's 15.5 million people. Are my numbers right? I don't know. Let's bring in somebody who's got the numbers. Jeremy Beck, Numbers USA Vice President. Jeremy, good to have you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So people like the mayor of New York said, we've got 74,000 people here. We can't handle that. Well, gee, where are you going to put 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million people? There's two kinds of communities in America right now. Those that have been impacted by the open border and those that will be. And that's it. Everybody's going to feel this from every corner of this country.
That's exactly right. You're right to point out the overwhelming numbers. There has never been a plan to accommodate a backdoor immigration system that is adding millions of people every year. Now, the numbers of people who arrive at the border is not quite the same as the number of people who actually get in, but we're still talking about over 2 million people every year getting into the United States outside of the legal immigration system. And there's no plan to deal with them. And we've seen this state. You can just look at state of emergencies around the country that have been popping up all over the place. What starts in El Paso does not stay in El Paso. It moves on to New York City, and then New York City sends them on to Quebec. I don't know if you remember the headlines a few months ago. Quebec was saying, New York City, stop sending us your migrants. And now they're sending them out to the suburbs. The suburbs saying, we can't handle these people. And there's just people need space. They need infrastructure. They need food and water and housing and all that.
Right.
And we're doing it at such a rate that it is completely unfair to any community to expect that.
Well, you know, here's the result we're seeing. We're seeing veterans get kicked out of their housing situations. We're seeing bridal parties get kicked out of places they've already secured because all of a sudden, you know, people are getting paid more money. And let's be crystal clear about this. Bethany Christian Services, Catholic Social Services, and others, Lutherans too, you guys are involved. This is a business plan. This is a business model because you get $300 a day, give or take, for each person in your custody, if you will. If you house somebody, and this is happening all over the country, it's happening not far from where I'm sitting. If you house these people and you get $300 a day and you got a couple of hundred, well, run the numbers for a year. If you got a couple of thousand, run the numbers for a year. This is a huge money-making operation for these people, and that's why they keep doing it. We'll give them a place to live. We'll no problem. Yeah, it's killing us. And enriching all sorts of people, isn't it?
There's all sorts of people, but it's a small subset of the American public that does make money off of it, and everybody else pays. It privatizes the profits and it socializes the costs, and so the average American ends up paying for it either in their tax dollars or in the disruption to their daily life in their community.
The solutions
are out there. The House of Representatives passed a terrific bill, but it's going to be an uphill battle to get it moving in the Senate. And then, of course, the question is, would the White House sign it? But that's a couple of steps down the road. The next step is to get this bill put up in the Senate. This is H.R. 2, the Secure Border Act of 2023, which would pretty much close almost all of the loopholes that have created this backdoor immigration system, in the words of the New York Times.
Yeah, I mean, I can run the numbers for people that aren't quick on the math deal. If you're getting $300 a day and you got 100 people or just over, that's $1 million a month because you have a few other expenses thrown in there and a couple of other things you bill the government for, which means the taxpayers, for every 100 people, we're shelling out $1 million a month. I mean, it's insanity to find. We can't maintain that. We're already at a point in our debt crisis that we're $31.5 trillion in debt. I mean, where do they think this money is going to come from elves and magic? Are they at the Keebler tree getting money? I mean, come on.
Well, people in these communities are asking the same questions. A colleague of mine was in Chicago last week and speaking with protesters in a community that they were, their school, one of their schools that had been taken away from the community and had been sitting there empty, is now being repurposed as a temporary migrant shelter. And they're looking at the proposed numbers that it's going to take to accommodate
refurbish
those people.
Right. Yeah, so you take the number, person per day, and then you multiply that because you have to refurbish facilities and create housing. $1 million a month for 100 people is probably a lowball number. Go on.
And people are understandably saying, "Oh, wait a minute, where was that money when we asked for it for our community? You know, we have concerns in our community. We have a homelessness issue right here, right now. We have a crime issue right here, right now. And we weren't getting any of the requests that we were asking for. But now we're basically printing money to accommodate this migrant crisis. And again, we're going deeper and deeper into debt on this, and not addressing the underlying issue. And that's really the tension here from my organization's standpoint, is we're looking at what's happening, and we see that it's blatantly clear that it's not sustainable in any sense of the word. And you've got proposed solutions in Congress, but the path that we're doing right now is to attempt to spread out the pain as much as possible to make it slightly less visible. But there really isn't anything being done at the administrative level or the executive level to actually address it. Yeah,
let me ask about your friend in Chicago, because I've seen the same backlash in New York City, and that is people going, wait a second. You've taken away the school. You've taken away the playgrounds. So the kids, the American kids, have to play in the street because the playground's been taken away. Same thing in Chicago. At some point, all these people that have been dedicated Democrat voters are saying, no, this is BS. We're done with this, right?
I think there is a backlash. I saw that there was somebody running for Congress. I think it was in South Carolina, she's running as a Democrat, but she's running on this. And so there's something happening, I think, within the party. And then you're right. There's going to be a number of voters who are going to potentially look elsewhere as well, because they simply cannot sustain this on their communities.
Yeah, and so. One last number for you, because this number's USA, Jeremy Beck. If you have 10,000 people that you house for a year, that's $1.1 billion, plus expenses like the school buildings that have to be done. But just at $300 per person per day, if these people get paid, 10,000 people, just 10,000, $1.1 billion a year, you can take it from there. I'll give you the last word.
Well, just to echo you, you know, Mayor Adams in New York City agrees. He's saying that that this is costing his city billions of dollars that they did not have in the budget, they did not plan for, they were not expecting it. And again, there is no plan to let it up other than to push the pain out into the suburbs a little bit, where they have no plan to accommodate it either. So we've got to get upstream of this problem, not stay down addressing the symptoms. We've got to get to the source of the issue.
No question. Yeah, he says he's got 74,000 people times $300 a day. That's $22 million a day that New York City's putting out for illegals. $22 million a day it costs them. Yeah, I'd say it's unsustainable. Jeremy, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. There's a reality check for you on the actual numbers of it all. I mean, if you get it down to a couple hundred bucks, okay, then you're down to, you know, $16 million a day for New York City and everybody else. But there are 6.5 million so far. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back with Tommy Pigott after the break.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from accounts payable, dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Where can you find good information on all kinds of topics related to the well-being of our student athletes? Check out the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. Learn about multi-sport participation, heat and hydration, cardiovascular resources, as well as insurance benefits available for our students. It's all on the health and safety page of MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.